Thank you for coming to the concert. And do you feel happy about where you are? Do you want to kind of bunch up some more? Or do you want to just, you know, I'm a Lutheran. Do you want to kind of be Lutherans about this and spread out? You know, okay. So, I once had the idea as a young Lutheran lad that we should have put all the pews in the back, you know, and so we could all sit back there. Well, you're in for quite a treat. Holden hosts a summer concert series, and it is always of surprise and of jubilation, and it's something new, and it's something you won't see anywhere else, and it's, you know, so in that way, you know, did you expect to get this too when you came to the mountains, you know? And the acts that come through here, I shall mention to you, are they come on their own volition. They get paid very well elsewhere, but when they come here, they pay their own train or plane, and they pay their own boat, and all we can kind of throw at them is a room for the night and a little breakfast and so on. And so, you know, they're doing this out of a labor of love, is what I'm saying. And these women this evening are certainly no exception to the rule that these are friends of Holden. Both of these women have been here on long-term staff. They've been in concert here many times. And as is the case with many of our guest artists, they carve out a place in their schedule where they don't mean to make any money, because they like to be up here. So, God bless their hearts, is what we can say. Afterwards, I will be selling a couple of tapes. And these are 1080, in case you've got your checkbook with you and want to start out early. 1080, including tax. And if you buy both of them, you'll get everything that happens this evening. If you buy one of them, you'll get some of the stuff that happens this evening, and some stuff will be left out. Okay, so that's the way that goes. And I'll kind of be over in this area somewhere. And we take cash, but checks go to Holden Village, and then after that, an amount is cut to the artists themselves. So know that, please. And also, we're going to need some help. After this is, or tomorrow morning, in other words, at 9 o'clock, Matins happens in here. So that's got to go. And the altar's got to come back in. And the piano needs to move back out. And that flat's got to be folded up. And so do we have, I don't know, half a dozen people who would be willing to raise their hands and say, yeah, I'll hang around afterwards, you know, while we're buying and selling tapes, and help move a few pieces of furniture? Do we have anybody in here who would be willing? I'm going to have to call Atlas Movers or something, I can tell right now. Well, if you have it, okay, there's one. Thank you, Ranger Carol. Anybody else? Okay, there's two, three. Thank you, Gentleman Jack, and gentlemen. Okay, and there's a hand there, the lady in a plaid shirt. Thank you. Well, that's the kind of help we need. This is, as you've been informed, not a resort. This is a retreat. And we just do it all ourselves, is how we get these things done. I want to remember afterwards to turn on the lights that flood those photographs behind these people, because they're wonderful, and we have some spotlights just for those. So if I'm over here selling tapes and I don't seem to be going over there, well, I'll tell you where the light switch are. They're over next to the books, right there between the wall and the books, and so you can flip them on yourself. You know, this is a do-it-yourself kind of deal. Well, we are exceptionally fortunate. These women have trained long and hard, and they are absolutely expert and inspired in what they do. It's Nancy Raruca and Karin, spelled C-A-R-I-N, Torp. The music that you hear is Nancy's, but then what you see is a visualization, a kinetic art, so it's a collaboration, okay, of a musical art and a movement art. So you'll see the shape of the music that you hear. Holden is well known for its welcomes, and it's thank yous. And after, you're just going to go nuts applauding. So you may as well go ahead and do it in front, just, you know, out of faith. You know, we're faithful people. We can do that. So would you please give a Holden welcome to Nancy and Karen? Do that right now, please.
This song is called Alaska. In this land, in this life, I can see the northern lights spreading magic through the night. In this land, in this land we know, the home of ancient snow, where the wolf and caribou go, and the gentle Eskimo. In this land, in this land, one day the old ones knew, the old ones sang of changing times, of changing ways. In this land, to this land, strange people came across the sea in boats of pain. Some came to live, some came to save, some came to kill without restraint. This land. And we watch the slaughter of ancient dreams. We change the ways of untold streams. We take it all and we wash our hands clean. And we want no interference, no laws or taxes to deter us. And the cry it echoes, this land is mine. This land is mine, says the hawk, says the fox upon the frost, says the lichen and rocks, says the lichen and the moss. This land once years ago, before men came, before the blows of progress tamed it, this land was mine. Land, in this life, I can see the northern lights spreading magic through the night. In this land, in this land, in this life, where the sea it turns to ice, endless day and endless night, endless dawning of the light. In this land, Thank you. I just lost my list of our order of songs. Is that it? Can I have it? Welcome to tonight. We have about an hour and 15 minutes so of music and dance for you. Karen wants to say a few words here.
Let's see. How do I want to say this? I had heard Nancy's songs for, well, ever since she started at least publishing them. And actually, when I first heard her second tape, it instantly was a story to me that my body wanted to tell. And at some point, I mentioned that to Nancy. And then she very graciously asked me to join her in sharing that expression of my story of her songs. And so that's what I hope that tonight is. So thank you.
This next song is one I wrote quite a few years ago. Back in 1985, I was down in Nicaragua, 1986, I guess, picking coffee, and that was during the time of the war between the Contras and the Sandinistas. And that was also the time when the space shuttle blew up, carrying a lot of astronauts and what was to be the first teacher in space. And we heard it on the Voice of America news down there, and it was a really odd thing to be in this incredibly poor country picking coffee and listening to this big news that had happened. And so, and also it was a kind of a strange thing because I'm a teacher and I had wanted to be that teacher in space. And so this song was written with those feelings in mind. Sun is rising, wind it softly blows. The shuttle is ready for liftoff as the east horizon glows. Sun is rising, wind it softly blows across a ship on its way to the stars. Dreams and reality blend into gold. Wind is rising, sun it softly blows, Purcutalo Cafe, Nicaragua. Wind is rising, sun it softly blows across a country that's dying in war. What are we doing it for? Sun is rising, caught in two worlds, the third and the first. Someday we'll recognize the earth as one world, and no longer need war, and no longer need fear, and no longer need the morning cup of coffee. We heard it on the radio, 3,000 miles from home. The voice of America carried the news. We heard it on the radio, 3,000 miles from home. For a minute, they had flown. Wind is rising, sun is dying as we pick the morning cup of coffee. Caught in two worlds, the third and the first, someday we'll recognize the earth as one world, and no longer need war, and no longer need fear, and no longer need the morning cup of coffee. They flew with the prayers and the hopes of a world whose future is not far. They flew with the hearts and the spirits of those whose songs play in the stars. I dream and I fly and I drift into space, where galaxies shine clear. And as I turn and look back at the earth, the boundaries disappear. The boundaries aren't here. And I'm caught in two worlds, a third and the first. Someday we'll recognize the earth as one world, and no longer need war, and no longer need fear, and no longer need the morning cup of coffee. Sun is rising, wind it softly blows.
Thank you. I think I forgot to mention that morning cup of coffee, the morning is spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Not that many years ago, we had a war called the Gulf War, and right before that happened, there was a huge peace march in Seattle, and there were more than 30,000 people, and everybody had a candle, and it was to be a silent march, so there were, you know, thousands and thousands of people marching down this street with candles, and it was really quiet except for a bell, a kind of a gonging bell and a slow beating drum. And it was just an incredible feeling to think that there were that many people that felt so strongly about this. And even though it didn't, you know, halt our going to war the next day or two, I feel it was a really big statement. And this was in Seattle, and it happened all over the country. And so this song is called The Lights of Peace. 30,000 people, through the streets they came, a drumbeat and a silence and a bell. The stars came down to earth that night and glittered from each hand, the lights of peace, the lights of peace. But in the darkest hours, the decisions had been made, and the soldiers keep on marching off to war. As governments play games with lives, the stars cry overhead, weeping for the lights of peace, the lights of peace. And we are shining, but the wind is blowing strong on us. And we keep dying, but we will go on. And will there be enough? And the candle of our souls meets the candle of the night. We are the lights of peace, the lights of peace. While all across the nations the battle cries are sung, and they call on God's sweet hand for victory. Storms are building on the borders, night is coming on. Have we lost the lights of peace, the lights of peace? Stars fall sparkling like rain, each one lighting a candle. All our hopes, all our dreams, each a light of peace. And we are shining, but the wind is blowing strong on us. And we keep dying, but we will go on. And will there be enough? And the candle of our souls meets the candle of the night. We are the lights of peace, the lights of peace. Our souls meets the candle of the night. We are the lights of peace, the lights of peace. We are the lights of peace, the lights of peace.
Thank you. This next song is one that I wrote. I have a daughter who's sitting right over here, and she's almost 2 years old, and I wrote this song for her, but I wrote it before she was even conceived, and I was embarrassed to tell anybody this until last summer when I admitted it, because I thought they'd think I was really flaky or something. Hi, sweetie. And so this is called Raina's Song. It used to be called Coyote's Song before I admitted what I'd done, but Now it's Raina's song. I've become very tolerant of little children making noise now. She was born under the starry skies. She was born upon the clouds. The trees and the mountains lullaby, an ancient drifting sound. I heard it upon the mountainside. I heard it upon the wind. A song so distant it rang in the sky. Who can say where it begins? And I cannot seem to find the way to the banks of the river that sings, to the edge of the wood that opens the way to the place where the coyote sings. I met her upon the mountainside. I met her beside the stream. And she told me about the starry skies and the place where the coyote sings. And I cannot seem to find the way to the banks of the river that sings, to the edge of the wood that opens the way to the place where the coyote sings. Faded away before I could speak, a sparkling of dew on the leaves. But the air was alive with the shimmer of light in the place where the coyote sings. And I cannot seem to find the way to the banks of the river that sings, to the edge of the wood that opens the way to the place where the coyote sings. And I cannot seem to find the way to the banks of the river that sings, to the edge of the wood that opens the way to the place where the coyote sings. The place where the coyote sings. The place where the coyote sings. Thank you. I have it easy. I just get to sit here while Karen gets a lot of exercise. not to mention changing outfits every time. This next song is called Requiem for a Sea Otter, and it was...
Oh, it's not!
Thanks, Karen. Okay, this next song is called Children of the Water, and this one's not about sea otters, it's about dolphins. And I happened to have the opportunity to spend a month in Hawaii working with some dolphins that they had there at the University of Hawaii, actually. And so this song was written about those dolphins and all dolphins. Let's see. And one interesting fact about whales and that kind of thing in general is that it was thought that a long time ago, before motorized boats came on the scene, that whales could actually talk to each other like halfway around the world. But then when motors came in, they had the same wave frequency of sound as the whales used, so it was like creating a whole bunch of static in the ocean, and so the whales couldn't talk as long of distance anymore. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of an interesting little tidbit. Let's see, any more interesting tidbits? Okay, since we're still getting change back here, one more thing about when I got to work with these dolphins, it was kind of sad because they were, you know, captive dolphins, and the university was studying, doing a language study to find out how much, you know, what kind of language dolphins have. And but it was really interesting because I got to swim with the dolphins once, and it was really amazing how strong they are, because the trainer told me to sit at one end of the pool, and she told the dolphin then to fetch me. And so the dolphin came up and put its, you know, nose right behind me and just shoved me straight across the pool, like really fast. And it was just amazing the power that is in those animals. So another interesting tidbit. Okay. You're a child of the water, a gift from the sun. You shine like a star, you're as strong as the wind. You speak in a song that I can't understand. Children of the water, living far above the land. Children of the water. I touch her skin, she feels just like a soft wet inner tube. And through her eyes she tells me a little of her mood. What does she see, what does she hear, and can she read my mind? I wish that I could talk with her in her language and mine. Children of the water, children of the wind, children of the water. For centuries they've sung their songs in unchallenged harmonies. Their voices carried static free into eternity. But now we've landed on the sea and we've taken it as ours. From the children of the water, the children of the stars. And the children of the water glide through stormy seas. Are their minds full of dreams, just like you and me? And is our journey over, or has it just begun? With the children of the water, the children of the sun. You're a child of the water, a gift from the sun. You shine like a star, you're as strong as the wind. You speak in a song that I can't understand. Children of the water, living far above the land. Children of the water. Children of the water. Thank you. Now we're to the one about the sea otter, I think. Is that right? Yes. And this one is called Requiem for a Sea Otter, and I wrote it after the the big oil spill up in Alaska in about 6 or 7 years ago. I can't remember exactly when it was, but it happened in the right around the spring equinox, and I read an article in the paper that said how many sea otters had been covered with oil, and they had taken a lot of them to a little makeshift hospital in Valdez, and were trying to help them to survive. And I just recently, last week or two, read an article about how it still a lot of the life has come back after that oil spill, but still the sea otters and one other animal, I forget which, but the sea otters still haven't come back to how they've as many as there were before that happened. I think I have an accompanist here. On a cold northern day, off the coast of Alaska, the air smells of salt and of snow. On a cold northern day, where the otters all play, where the mountains come down to the sea. Way, hey, neath the salt and the spray, you'll hunt and you'll fish and you'll play. Way, hey, the salt and the spray, and the mountains come down to the sea. Thank you. Just a few lonely days past the spring equinox, the air smells of salt and of snow. A tanker floated loaded with oil when it ran aground in Prince William Sound. The whole of the sea turned to death. Way hey, neath the salt and the spray, you'll hunt and you'll fish and you'll play. Way hey, the salt and the spray, and the mountains come down to the sea, down to the sea. They sent up a cry, this is a fine battle, we'll call in the military. We'll fight this through storm and through adversity. But who is to blame? Not the sun and the rain, nor the otter that floats on the sea. And the cry that was heard much louder than all was the silence, the death of the sea. They'll vacuum it up, they'll block it with booms, they'll scour the beaches and rocks. They'll say that it's back to the way that it was, but the land will remember. It will always remember your loss. You were sleek, you were fast as you hunted the waves, you were playful, the clown of the sea. You didn't know that your world was ours. Now your life may end in Valdez. What will become of the oysters and worms, the mussels and limpets and clams? And what of the eagles and bears who've come down to scavenge the oil-sickened land? They scavenge the oil-sickened land. Way hey, neath the salt and the spray, you'll hunt and you'll fish and you'll play. Way hey, the salt and the spray, and the mountains come down to the sea, down to the sea. You were sleek, you were fast as you hunted the waves. You were playful, the clown of the sea. You didn't know that your world was ours. Now your life may end in Valdez. Now you look to me with innocent trust. You don't know we've ruined your home and your life. These oil-blackened islands aren't part of your world, and I see in your eyes the salt and the spray and the snow where the mountains come down, down to the sea. Way hey, neath the salt and the spray, you'll hunt and you'll fish and you'll play. Way hey, the salt and the spray, and the mountains come down to the sea. Way hey, neath the salt and the spray, you'll hunt and you'll fish and you'll play. Way hey, neath the salt and the spray, and the mountains come down. And the mountains come down to the.
So the state of Alaska agreed to sponsor a program to kill the wolves. And when the new governor took over, he halted that temporarily, but now there is a kind of a vigilante wolf control, it says right here, where there's a private groups have placed a bounty on wolves. And the state is kind of turning a blind eye to this and not doing a lot to enforce that. And so, in the Native American stories and also in biology, it's well known that the caribou actually help the wolves, or the wolves help the caribou, in that by the caribou that they chase down and kill are usually the weak and the sick ones, and therefore they leave the strong and healthy ones to reproduce. And so therefore the wolf, there's a saying that says, the caribou feeds the wolf, but it is the wolf that makes the caribou strong. And so there, that line is in this story, just so that makes some sense in this song. Let's see. And if anybody's interested, I have a newsletter from the Alaska Wildlife Alliance that has some information on it in here, plus a lot of other depressing articles. And so this is Wolf for the Wolves in Alaska. Oh, and just also, it's kind of ironic that it's the hunters that feel the wolves who kill the wolves kill the weak and sick ones, and the hunters think they're decimating the caribou herds, whereas the hunters kill the strong and the big ones. So that kind of, you can kind of make your own conclusions there. Oops. There was a place where you ran like the wind, where you sang with the rain, and howled with the moon. There was a place where the rivers ran strong, where the rivers ran silver. In a land without end, where your presence was mystery. There was a place where you ran like the wind, where you sang with the rain and howled with the moon, where the rivers ran silver, in a land without end, where your presence was mystery. You glittered and echoed throughout the land, and it was you who made the caribou strong. There was a place where you lived without fear, where the land called your name so loud and so clear, where the silver mist shone on your coat, on the trees, on the land that was mystery. You glittered and echoed throughout the land, and it was you who made the caribou strong. You glittered and echoed throughout the land, and it was you who made the caribou strong. The hunters have come, and they want all they can. They want all the rivers, they want all the land, and they blame upon you the decline of the herd. They want what you've nourished for thousands of years, and they vow to destroy you So they've taken your home, they've taken your name and your life. You who glittered and echoed throughout the land. There was a place where you ran like the wind, where you sang with the rain, and howled with the moon. There was a place where the rivers ran strong, where the rivers ran silver. In a land without end, where your presence is mystery. There is a place where you run like the wind, where you sing with the rain and howl with the moon, where the rivers run silver. In a land without end, where your presence is mystery. There is a place where you run like the wind, where you sing with the rain and howl with the moon, where the rivers run silver. In a land without end, where your presence is mystery. And you glitter and echo throughout the land, and it's you who make the caribou strong. There was a place where you ran like the wind, where you sang with the rain. Thank you. This next one is called Spirit of Home, and in it I mention Spirit of the Homeless Ones. And what I mean by homeless ones are not, you know, the homeless people you see on the streets of big cities, but people who have lost a spiritual home, kind of like Native Americans when they were pushed off their land, and natives in practically all countries, actually, and anybody who has is missing their spiritual home. And I guess that's all I have to say about this one. Oh, and this is my husband Mark, who is very kind to play the drum for us. And Vicky is back here. Oh, she's not taking care of our kid. Somebody else is taking care of her. She was, so. Thank you. raven flies and comes to rest. The fox is safe inside the den. The cat curls by the fireside, dreaming and secure and at home. And overhead, stars will shine, sun and moon will come and go. And to the highest meadow I will climb and close my eyes and be at home. But what of those who have lost their way? And what of those who have been driven away? What of those who can no longer stay? Where is home? Spirit of the homeless ones, Spirit of the lost, Spirit of the heart that aches like leaves before a frost, Spirit of the homeless. Like eagles, you soar in the wind. You blow across the prairies, you blow through the mountains. You blow across the prairies, you blow through the mountains. With this land I am wed, and in this land I'll never die. For there is magic in our spirits here, and it glitters across the universe and sky. The Pleiades guides, the North Star sings, the galaxy spins overhead, gathering us in her spiral arms, calling us home. But what of those who have lost their way? What of those who have been driven away? What of those who can no longer stay? Where is home? Spirit of the homeless ones, Spirit of the lost, Spirit of the heart that aches like leaves before a frost, Spirit of the homeless. Like eagles, you soar in the wind. You blow across the prairies, you blow through the mountains. You blow across the prairies, you blow through the mountains. Thank you. The next two are taken from an experience that my husband and I had from living at a lookout tower, which is 18 miles up the trail that way. And it's, if any of you have been to Image Lake, it's the lookout tower just a mile to the west of there. And we had the wonderful fortune of being able to spend three summers, or parts of three summers up there, as wilderness rangers. And one of the really magical things about being there is sometimes at night, the clouds would just roll in and fill up the valleys, and it was like a big sea. And especially if the moon was full, it was just an incredible, mystical, magical kind of scene. And so the images in this next two songs are from spending that time up there. And this first one is called Moon of the Coyote. Let me remember how it starts. No, but side. Sometimes beyond the mountains, beyond the sea, in another world and time, in a land that we can't see, within the mountains, within the sea, within the moon of the coyote. Sometimes beyond the mountains, beyond the sea, sometimes I hear the cry of the moon of the coyote. Sometimes I feel a memory of things I never knew, and through the veil I feel myself becoming part of the moon. The moon has a spirit, the moon has a name, but do we know what his mystery? Do we know how to pray? There's a lone coyote waiting, calling out to you, saying, follow me, we're all becoming part of the moon. Running through the nighttime, running through the rain, through a shimmering of moonlight, shining all across the plain, and far up in the mountains and out across the sea, the lone coyote waits for someone. Is it waiting for me? When will we be there? When will we know? Beyond the moon, coming home. Running through the nighttime, running through the rain, through a shimmering of moonlight, shining all across the plain, and far up in the mountains and out across the sea, the lone coyote waits for someone. Is it waiting for me? A spirit, the moon has a name, but do we know what is mystery? Do we know how to pray? There's a lone coyote waiting, calling out to you, saying, follow me, we're all becoming part of the moon. The moon has a spirit, the moon has a name, but do we know what is mystery? Do we know how to pray? There's a lone coyote waiting, calling out to you, saying, follow me, we're all becoming part of the moon. Follow me, we're all becoming part of the moon. Sometimes beyond the mountains, beyond the sea, thank you. The next one's called The Lonely Land, and it was also taken from experiences up at the Lookout Tower. And well, I guess since Karen needs to do a little change here, I'll just give you another tidbit of information that's kind of interesting. One summer when we were up there, it was incredibly hot, and we were walking to Image Lake, and we could hear some splashing in the lake, and we thought, oh, somebody must be swimming there. And it's kind of interesting because living a mile away from the lake, if there was anybody camped there, we felt crowded. But so we thought, oh, somebody's swimming. And we came around the corner, and there was a black bear just paddling around in the lake, you know, just having a good time and cooling off. And we just thought that was amazing to be able to see this, because I'm sure when there's a lot of people there, there's no black bears within very close. And another interesting thing about bears up there is one two-week tour that we were on up there, we saw more bears than people. And I think it was something like 11 bears and 6 people or something. So that was kind of exciting too. Anyway, this is The Lonely Land. The wind blows dry upon the silence of the desert, blowing back into the time when there was nothing here but sand, before dinosaurs walked the land, before the universe began. The wind blows through the lonely land. The snow falls soft upon the mystery of mountains, when the eagle spreads her wings and cries of futures in our hands, and reflected in the snowfall are the stars and constellations, and the call of the coyote echoes in the lonely land. And the land that saw our birth, that held us up when we were drowning, cared for us when we were crying, breathed for us. Singing of the times forgotten, we venture out into the lonely land. But who is it that's lonely now? The rain falls cool upon the dreaming of our children, where the tears sparkle like diamonds, and the stars shiver like rain, and the water brings new life to a parched and lonely spirit. And the rains fall dreaming on the lonely land, and the land that saw our birth, that held us up when we were drowning, cared for us when we were crying, breathed for us. Singing of the times forgotten, we venture out into the lonely land. But who is it that's lonely now? That saw our birth, that held us up when we were drowning, cared for us when we were crying, breathed for us. Singing of the times forgotten, we venture out into the lonely land. But who is it that's lonely now? And the rains fall to the earth, and the coyote cries for the lonely land.
Thank you. We have three more songs we're doing. Actually, the next two, Karen's going to take a rest. And the first one I'm going to do here is the one that you can sing along on. And it's written about a big cat that I had when I lived here. And he lived here actually about 3 years. And he was born on a famous date, the day Mount St. Helens erupted. And let's see, people would tell me that I should put him on a diet because he was so large. But I said, well, he's just shaped like that. He was shaped like a pear, and so that was what his name was, because I brought him up here and my roommate said, that's pear. And so he's a pear-shaped cat. But people kept thinking he was fat, but he was just that shape. You know how people all have their own shapes? Well, that was his shape. So I had to write this song in defense of him. And it's easy to catch on to the chorus, so feel free to sing along. I'm only a pear,
a pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day and I like it like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, cause I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide. Well, I have on occasion been mistaken for a bear cub, cause my fur is black and my tail, well, it's just a stub. They call me names comparing me to a piece of fruit, but I guess that's better than calling me Puff or Puss in Boots. I'm only a pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day and I like it like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, cause I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide. Well, I was born in Wenatchee, not very far away, at the time when Mount St. Helens was having a really bad day. They flew me in an airplane to God knows where, and they took one look at me and said, he looks like a pear. I'm only a pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day and I like it like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, cause I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide. Well, the life of a cat is sometimes hard to take. What with decision after decision, shall I eat or shall I wait? Do I want to go out or come in? Oh, the choices I must make. Well, think I'll just sit here and stare and meditate. Well, they took me to Seattle, where the skies are always gray, and that city life is crazy, and now my fur is that same gray. But I just want you to know that no matter what the stress, I'm still the same old cat with the best shape in the West. I'm only a pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day and I like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, cause I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide. Well, now I am in kitty heaven, and I'm having quite the time. They got mice to chase and trees to climb, if I could just make up my mind. But the best thing by far about this life up in the clouds is that no one cares just how you look or with what shape you're endowed. I'm only a pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day and I like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, cause I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide. Okay, everybody on this last chorus, one more time. I'm only a pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day and I like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, cause I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide. Thank you. This next song is the only song that we're doing tonight that I haven't written. And I just really like this song. It's written by Fred Small, a songwriter from the East. And it's called Larry the Polar Bear. And it's about a polar bear who grew up in the Los Angeles Zoo. And so he'd never seen the wild where his parents had lived. And so he was taken to a... It was decided that he would be in a movie, and so they took him to Alaska, and what happened was that he ran away in Alaska, and this is what Fred Small says about that. It says, this song is based on a true story. People ask what happened to Larry after he ran away, and I answer, no one knows. Maybe he survived and flourished. Maybe he died. At that moment of stunning realization of who we really are and what we must do, sometimes we must take a terrible risk. We leap into the void, but we know somehow with absolute certainty that we are going home. In 1932, at a zoo in Los Angeles, A polar bear named Larry performed for the crowds. They'd cheer aloud. He'd go slipping and sliding, jumping and diving. The people would laugh. They took his photograph. Larry was born at the zoo. He never knew as he grew older anything colder than Los Angeles, which is warmer than Alaska, where Larry's parents were born. Larry the polar bear, he'd never harm a hair on a child's head. He'd do tricks for them at the Los Angeles Zoo, as he'd been taught to by his keeper, Fran. Fran would teach him new tricks, a funny pose, scratching his nose. He knew there'd be a fish at the end. Fran was his friend. One day she said, Larry, you'll be in the movies with real movie stars and a few simple tricks and lots of fish to be filmed on location in Alaska. And so they rehearsed for Larry's big scene. He was supposed to be mean and growl at a woman who was rescued by a man who scared him away. It was stupid, but fun to do. The director would frown and jump up and down, kind of like the chimps at the zoo. Larry the polar bear, he'd never harm a hair on a child's head. He'd do tricks for them at the Los Angeles Zoo, as he'd been taught to by his keeper, Fran. At last came the day of the trip. They put Larry in a crate, 12 foot by 8, and he sailed aboard a steamship. The journey was long and boring. Fran would visit. She'd talk to him and bring him his favorite fish. Then the noise and the rumbling stopped, and they lowered him down, set the crate on the frozen ground, and opened it. Fran said, Larry, we're here. It's time for your tricks. And Larry appeared. He looked out at the gray Bering Sea. He squinted and puzzled, put his nose to the wind, and the scent of the seal made him tremble. He smelled the fox in its lair, and the weasel and hare, felt lichen and snow neath his paws. And he looked at the tundra and ice. He looked at the loon in the sky. And he ran. Slowly at first, kind of lumbering, he ran. Gathering speed, gathering memories from within. Old and dim, growing stronger, to run and to swim, to dive and to float, the cold at his throat, but warm inside, neath the fur and hide, ocean and ice all around him, he ran, he ran, and he swam away. Thank you. We have one last song, and before we end, I will say thank you for being here. And I do have tapes on sale. You can either get them in the bookstore, or they'll be right around up here after the concert. And this last song was written about saying goodbye to Holden, because I was here as a school teacher over a period of 6 years. And so saying goodbye is, I mean, you know you'll see the people again, but it'll be a different situation. You won't be living, eating, doing everything together. And so it's a real big thing when people leave, and they're always leaving. So this is called Goodbye. There's a cold sun shining from the mountain peaks above. The leaves have turned to gold as the scent of snow fills the air. The days are getting shorter and the night wind passes by. It's time that I was leaving. I can hear the coyotes cry. Can you hear them in the moonlight as we walk among the stars? Echoing in spaces between nighttime and the dawn, I'll feel your touch. Even when I'm gone, you'll hold me when I cry. And together we can see behind the sky. But I'll just be on my way, though I hate to leave you now. With you I've shared my greatest pain, with you my deepest love. I've wandered lost in the rain, I've listened to the stars above. How can words ever say just what I'm thinking of? Do you remember friends that were here so long ago? Laughing through storms, running barefoot in the snow. It's an ever-flowing circle of hellos and goodbyes. I'll miss you.